Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This is my favorite hour of the week, my opportunity to bring you to another level. As it relates to health, wealth, and spiritual depth, those of you that listen to the show, you know what I mean. Now, check the title of the show out today. Brown Fat, Breath Techniques, and Activating the Higher Centers of the Brain. I'm going to say that again. Those of you who already know, get to the website, especially in an hour or so, 2 hours. I'm going to put a more complicated version of this show on, but this is just so worth it. I had to study for this show. Brown Fat, Breath Techniques, and Activating the Higher Centers of the Brain. What is that about? Two words. Wim Hof. Check that out. Wim Hof. Sounds like a foreign language. It is. It's Dutch. This is a guy. His name is Wim. W-I-M Hof. H-O-F. We might know him as the Iceman. Wim Hof, the Iceman. You got to listen to this guy talk. This guy is a gift. He is a gift. He suffered. He got on the other side of it. He has made a contribution. If you get to the website, straighttalk.cc, not .com, I put Wim Hof. He's being interviewed on the Joe Rogan show. And I put this clip. It's like a 2.5 hour clip. In addition, I put another YouTube on the site of Wim Hof and his techniques and his message and the things that science is saying about what he does. To cut to the chase, Wim Hof, that's W-I-M-H-O-F, Wim Hof is about 60 years old. Wim Hof dives into ice cold water and, using a special breath technique, taps into the primal centers of his brain and then has scientists measure the physiological changes. And I mean skeptical scientists measure the physiological changes. And he has just added another chapter to our understanding of human physiology. Now, it's not anything that ancient swamis and alchemists understood. In other words, in India, you have guys doing the sorts of things that Wim Hof does. Only they didn't measure it in the swamis. They just observed it. But what Hof has succeeded at doing through training, and I mean, his feats are legion. I mean, he knew how to gather a crowd. What this guy did, one of the things he did in his shorts, not in his underwear, but I could say tongue in cheek, basically in sneakers and underwear, you ready for this? Those of you sitting there at breakfast eating your Cheerios, Wim Hof hiked to the top of Mount Everest in his shorts and sneakers. That's right. Well below zero, wind chill factor, this guy hiked to the top of Mount Everest. This guy goes underwater in polar water. Goes, swims under the ice 100, 150 meters. I mean, if you listen to the YouTubes I have on the show, on the website, that's straighttalk.cc, you're going to just, you will be blown away at what this guy does with his body. I mean, this is the real thing. And his sincerity is like nobody's. This guy is so pure. This guy is not about money. This guy is just about sharing what he's learned. And he's hilarious. And he's got this Holland Dutch English accent that also makes it even better. So on the website, if you're driving, obviously you can't get to it. But when you can, straighttalk.cc, I put two shows on. One with Joe Rogan and another one that basically shows you on film all of Hoff's physiological feats and then has the scientists talk about what they found. So the name is Wim Hof. I'm going to center the show around him. But underneath it, it's about how Hof and you, if you want to, and others he teaches. And again, this has been around for a long time. But I don't think anyone's encapsulated it as well as of recent. And that's kind of the way we work in the West. All that stuff in India and all that stuff in China and all that stuff that goes on in the caves. Well, we kind of hear about it, but we don't believe it until some scientist studies it. And then we go, well, gee, that's interesting. It's kind of dumb. In a way, Westerners are dumb. In a way, Americans are dumb. Even though they're not dumb, they're smart. Even though, well, the diversity in America allows information like this to travel. So we're not dumb, but we are very slow, and not because we're so wise, to think that there's other levels that we don't get outside science. And you always hear me yak about this. Empiricism means you see it, you experience it. To know it is to believe it. And yet the head gets in the way, and we need 15 scientific articles out of Harvard before we believe what we already know in our body. And that's why I always kind of talk with that edge. Brown fat, breath techniques, and activating the highest centers of the brain. All right, first of all, brown fat. Let's talk about brown fat. No, that is not the fat on your belly. That's the white fat. And that white fat is fascinating in and of itself. We now understand your fat as an endocrine organ. But I'm going to leave that one alone for another show. It's the brown fat. Where's the brown fat? Well, you're not touching it. The brown fat is it's certain parts of the body, and those parts vary, but one place it lives is deep in the body around the organs. This is one place. And of course, infants utilize the brown fat to make heat. The special thing about brown fat is you can generate massive amounts of heat with it. Thus, when people do these feats of endurance, like they go into sub-zero temperatures and they meditate. There was a guy years ago, Norman somebody. I can't remember his name. Was it Norman Cousins? It may have been Dr. Norman Cousins, and he'd film all these esoteric things. As a scientist, he was a medical doctor, scientist, researcher. Wrote books on it. Great stuff. And one thing he'd film is in the Himalayas, the Swami's there going way up at 15, 20,000 feet. I mean, you couldn't breathe there. And these Swami's are soaked wet with a cold, wet sheet, a white sheet over their body. And they hang out there in the cross-legged position in the sub-zero temperatures. And of course, this is on film. And they meditate and they generate so much heat inside their body that the heat turns the wet sheet to steam. And he would film the steam coming off the sheet and blah, blah. And he did that on many levels. And it's all true. It takes training, but it's true. Now, the way those swamis did that was a certain breath technique that allowed them to get the brown fat working. Now, you know, brown fat, by the way, is being studied at Vanderbilt University. There's an Indian doctor that's studying brown fat and its use as an endocrine organ to produce insulin to cure type 1 diabetes. And what this Indian woman did is take brown fat, transplant it into diabetic mice, and the diabetes was gone. Now, that's what she's trying to do. You look it up, Vanderbilt University, cure for diabetes, brown fat. You'll see what I'm talking about. This scientist is looking for someone to pair to expand on this research. I don't think anyone is. And why? Well, you know why. Somebody's figuring out they can't make enough money doing it. But she's on YouTube, she's in Google, and she's looking for money to do this because there's something magnificent about the brown fat. Now, the ancients figured out a way to tap into the brown fat. Thus, the swamis being able to meditate and breathe and going into the brown fat to create massive amounts of thermogenesis to the point where they turn the icy cold wet sheet to steam. Who learned to do that? Wim Hof. Okay, so that's the setup for the show. This Dutchman has figured out how to use breath and icy plunges into freezing Arctic water to stimulate thermogenesis off his brown fat. Massive health returns when doing that. Massive health returns. Let's take a look here. First of all, the brown fat. Well, I'll lay down a word that I want you to wrap yourself around. Mitochondrion. The mitochondrion are parts of human cells, of all cells, most cells. There's some division along the way. I can't remember what it is, but definitely mammals. And in the mitochondria, you produce your currency for the cell, the energy currency, called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. We've all had some of this, even in grammar school. Well, a fat cell has maybe one mitochondria. Well, it's got a minimal number of mitochondria in the cell. A fat cell. A fat cell on your belly. Okay. Brown fat have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times the number of mitochondria. Meaning it is an energy-producing cell on a whole other level. But most of that energy in a brown fat cell, which infants have in abundance, which begin to disappear in adults, but which we know we can grow and definitely stimulate if we're trained to do it. Thus the swamis, thus Wim Hof. The mitochondria in the brown fat is at some astronomical number. Why? Because it allows that cell then to produce a lot of what we call heat. It doesn't produce more ATP. That energy producing mechanism, ATP, which I've had on many of my shows, which we're talking about when we talk about increasing cell energy, that's not the interest of the brown fat cell. The brown fat cell is designed not to produce more ATP. It's designed to produce heat. And heat's what you need when you're meditating up there on the 2,000 story next to heaven at 50 below zero or whatever it is, with no RB, with no oxygen. That this is pulled off is a miracle in and of itself. But science understands it as activating the brown fat centers. Science today is understanding that activating the brown fat produces all sorts of funny hormones like insulin and so on and so forth. Again, what am I getting at? It's the Medici hour. We're talking about hidden centers in the body. We're talking about dispelling the myth that this is all a bunch of archaic nonsense. We're talking about the possibility that really the miracles we hear about, Old Testament, New Testament, different other religious texts, scriptures, all the stuff going back into olden times, had a real foundation in science. And our arrogance and somewhat condescension over the last 200 years is only because we're young in our own evolution. And so we've written off a lot of stuff. I'm a literalist. I think all that stuff in religious scripture is on the money. But I think the last 200 years of Western civilization have kind of held a skeptical eye because we've learned, we have had forced down our throat that if the CDC and Harvard And the AMA say it's true, and if it's not, it's not. And that is a...